79. Darkness was falling, and with it the temperature dropped a few degrees into the high 80s and created an illusion that the faint evening breeze was chilly. Sebastian hugged his cloak around his body and shuffled along in the slow column of native labourers that dribbled over the side of the German battlecruiser into the waiting launches. He was exhausted, both in body and in mind, from the strain of the day's labour in the magazine, so that he went down the catwalk and took his place in the whaler, moving in a state of stupor. When the boat shoved off and puttered up the channel towards the labour camp on the nearest island, Sebastian looked back at Blücher with the same dumb stare as the men who squatted beside him on the floorboards of the whaler. Mechanically he registered the fact that Commissioner Fleischer's steam launch was tied up alongside the cruiser. "Perhaps the fat swine will be aboard when the whole lot blows to hell," he thought wearily. "I can at least hope for that." He had no way of knowing who else Hermann Fleischer had taken aboard the cruiser with him. Sebastian had been below decks, toiling in the handling room of the magazine when the launch arrived from upriver, and Rosa Oldsmith had been ushered up the catwalk by the commissioner in person. "Come along, Madchen. We will take you to see the gallant captain of this fine ship." Fleischer puffed jovially as he mounted the steps behind her. "I am sure there are many interesting things that you can tell him." Bedraggled and exhausted with grief, pale with the horror of her father's death, and with cold hatred for this man who had engineered it, Rosa stumbled as she stepped from the catwalk onto the deck. Her hands were still bound in front of her, so she could not check herself. She fell forward, letting herself fall uncaring, and with mild surprise felt hands hold and steady her. She looked up at the man who had caught her, and in her confusion of mind she thought it was Sebastian. He was tall and dark, and his hands were strong. Then she saw the peaked uniform cap with its golden insignia, and she jerked away from him in revulsion.
"Ah, Lieutenant Killer!" Commissioner Fleischer spoke behind her. "I have brought you a visitor, a lovely lady."
"Who is she?" Killer was appraising Rosa. Rosa could not understand a word that was spoken. She stood in quiet acceptance, her whole body drooping.
"This," answered Fleischer proudly, "is the most dangerous young lady in the whole of Africa. She is one of the leaders of the gang of English bandits that raided the column, bringing down the steel plates from Dar es Salaam. It was she who shot and killed your engineer. I captured her and her father this morning. Her father was the notorious O'Flynn."
"Where is he?" Killer snapped.
"I hanged him."
"You hanged him?" demanded Killer. "Without trial?"
"No trial was necessary."
"Without interrogating him?"
"I brought in the woman for interrogation."
Killer was angry now. His voice cracked with it.
"I will leave it to Captain von Kleiner to judge the wisdom of your actions."
And he turned to Rosa. His eyes dropped to her hands, and with an exclamation of concern he took her by the wrist. "Commissioner Fleischer, how long has this woman been bound?" Fleischer shrugged.
"I could take no chances on her escaping."
"Look at this." Killer indicated Rosa's hands. They were swollen, the fingers puffy and blue, sticking out stiffly, dead-looking and useless.
"I could take no chances."
Fleischer bridled at the implied criticism.
"Give me your knife."
Killer snapped at the petty officer in charge of the gangway, and the man produced a large clasp knife. He opened it and handed it to the lieutenant. Carefully, Killer ran the blade between Rosa's wrists and sawed at the rope. As her bonds dropped away, Rosa cried out in pain, flesh blood flowing into her hands.
"You will be lucky if you have not done her permanent damage,"
Killer muttered furiously as he massaged Rosa's bloated hands.
"She is a criminal, a dangerous criminal," growled Fleischer. She is a woman and therefore deserving of your consideration, not of this barbarous treatment. She will hang. Her crimes she will answer for in due course, but until she has stood trial, she will be treated as a woman.
Rosa did not understand the harsh German argument that raged around her. She stood quietly, and her eyes were fastened on the knife in Lieutenant Killer's hand. The hilt brushed her fingers as he worked to restore the circulation of her blood. The blade was long and silver-bright. She had seen how keen was its edge by the way in which it had cut through the rope. As she stared at it, it seemed to her fervid fancy that there were two names engraved in the steel of the blade. The names of the two persons she had loved, the names of her father and her child. With an effort, she tore her gaze from the knife and looked at the man she hated. Fleischer had come close up to her, as though to take her away from Lieutenant Killer's attention. His face was flushed with anger, and the fold of flesh under his chin wobbled flabbily as he argued. Rosa flexed her fingers. They were still numb and stiff, but she could feel the strength flowing back into them. She let her gaze drop down to Fleischer's belly. It jutted out, round and full, soft-looking under the grey corduroy tunic, and again her fervid imagination formed a picture of the blade going into that belly. Slipping in silently, smoothly, burying itself to the hilt, and then drawing upwards to open the flesh like a pouch. The picture was so vivid that Rosa shuddered with the intense sensual pleasure of it. Killer was completely occupied with Fleischer. He felt the girl's fingers slide into the cupped palm of his right hand, but before he could pull away, she had scooped the knife deftly from his grip. He lunged at her, but she pirouetted lightly away from him. Her knife hand dropped, and then darted forward, driven by the full weight of her body at the bulging belly of Hermann Fleischer. Rosa thought that because he was fat, he would be slow. She expected him to be stunned by the unexpected attack, to stand and take the knife in his vitals. Hermann Fleischer was fully alert before she even started her thrust. He was fast as a striking mamba and strong beyond credibility. He did not make the mistake of intercepting the knife with his bare hands. Instead, he struck her right shoulder with a clenched fist the size of a carpenter's mallet. The force of the blow knocked her sideways, deflecting the blade from its target. Her arm from the shoulder downwards was paralysed, and the knife flew from her hand and slithered away across the deck.
"Ja!" roared Fleischer triumphantly. "Ja, so! Now you see how I was right to tie the bitch. She is vicious, dangerous."
And he lifted the huge fist again to smash it into Rosa's face as she crouched, hugging her hurt shoulder and sobbing with pain and disappointment.
"Enough!" Killer stepped between them. "Leave her! She must be tied up like an animal. She is dangerous!"
bellowed Fleischer, but Killer put a protective arm around Rosa's bowed shoulders. "Petty officer," he said, "take this woman to the sick bay. Have Surgeon Commander Buchholz see to her. Guard her carefully, but be gentle with her. Do you hear me?" And they took her away below.
"I must see Captain von Kleiner," Fleischer demanded. "I must make a full report to him."
"Come," said Killer. "I will take you to him."